BBC News with Victoria Meakin. A United States Senator, Jim Webb, who's been visiting Burma, says he's secured the release of an American man jailed for entering the home of the detained pro-democracy leader Aung San Suu Kyi. A statement from the senator's office said they would fly by military aircraft to Thailand. Andre Vornik of our Asia-Pacific desk reports.
Senator Webb appears to have convinced the Burmese authorities of his goodwill. Thanks to him, John Yetor, who'd been sentenced to 7 years hard labour, will be freed and deported. For her part, Aung San Suu Kyi, who because of Mr. Yetor's actions received an extended term of house arrest, is unlikely to be shown such mercy. She did, however, agree to meet Senator Webb, suggesting she sees some merit in the Americans' new policy of engagement with her jailers. The Obama administration seems to have concluded that ever tighter sanctions and isolation may no longer be the best approach.
Hamas says it has restored order in southern Gaza after crushing an uprising by a radical Islamist group. The leader of the jihadi Soldiers of God organization blew himself up during a gun battle involving hundreds of Hamas fighters. He had earlier declared the establishment of what he called an Islamic Emirate and accused Hamas of not being Islamic enough. From Jerusalem, Katia Adler reports.
Abdel Latif Musa blew himself up using a suicide belt, killing the Hamas policeman sent to arrest him. He was the imam of a mosque run by the jihadi Soldiers of God group. He'd sworn he would die rather than renounce his cause. Hamas says the situation is now under control. It has cracked down hard on extremist fringe groups before. It knows it's losing support amongst some young men to those offering more radical solutions to Gaza's problems. Soldiers of God is not the first Al-Qaeda-inspired group to appear in Gaza. It's unlikely to be the last.
The Indian government has asked the United States to explain why a leading Bollywood film star was detained for 2 hours at New York's Newark airport. Shahrukh Khan, who was released after the Indian embassy in the U.S. intervened, said he felt angry and humiliated. The actor says he was questioned because he has a Muslim name. The Indian Information Minister, Ambika Soni, said in the U.S., frisking travelers often went beyond permissible limits and suggested that India should treat American visitors in a similar manner.
But if somebody will be again and again causing hurt to us as a nation, then I think our government should put in some kind of reciprocal arrangements.
The French government minister has called for the burqa, the head-to-toe garment worn by a minority of Muslim women in France, to be banned. Fadela Amara, a Muslim of Algerian origin, told the Financial Times newspaper in London that the burqa amounted to the oppression of women. Banning it would help fight what she called the gangrene, the cancer of radical Islam. World news from the BBC. At least 7 people were killed and 90 others injured in a rare car bomb attack outside NATO's military headquarters inside Kabul's fortified insecurity area. An Afghan Defense Ministry spokesman said a female member of parliament, Hawa Nuristani, was among those injured. He described the blast, which came only days before the Afghan presidential elections, as a suicide attack with a moving car. Police in Helsinki say a ransom demand has been made of the Finnish owners of a Russian crude cargo ship that disappeared nearly 3 weeks ago after passing through the English Channel. The vessel, the Arctic Sea, was reported to have been boarded by armed men in the Baltic. Adam Minot reports.
Mystery swirls around the merchant ship Arctic Sea, which has disappeared somewhere in the Atlantic Ocean with a cargo of timber valued at over $1.5 million. The police in Finland say the owners of the vessel have received a ransom demand, which they're treating as a serious attempt to extort money. No further details were given. Russia has dispatched naval vessels to hunt for the Arctic Sea, and they reported last night that it had been spotted near the Cape Verde Islands off the west coast of Africa, but this was later denied. Other maritime authorities say the vessel is steaming somewhere off the West African coast.
Reports from Algeria say 15 members of the same family have been killed in a head-on crash between a minibus and a lorry. The family group, all travelling in the minibus, was heading for the beach. The driver of the vehicle also died in the accident, which happened on the outskirts of Gazoway in the northwest of Algeria. The Canadian government is to spend $68 million to encourage pig farmers to cease or cut back production for the next 3 years. The move comes as the country's pork industry is facing its worst crisis in over 50 years, mainly due to export bans related to the H1N1 swine flu virus and high feed prices. BBC News.